Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle, and I just want to say thank you guys for all of your love and support. We love seeing your Gals on the Go love on Instagram stories, so make sure to tag us at Gals on the Go podcast on Instagram and subscribe while you're here on iTunes or Spotify. So today I am joined by a very special guest, my very best friend, Delaney Free.
Hello, guys.
This is so exciting. I am just, wow, welcome to the pod.
Thanks. I've been listening for a while. It's an honor to be on.
She's a true gal on the go.
I am.
So a little backstory on Delaney. She goes to University of Georgia alongside me. Mm-hmm. And today we're going to basically be talking about how we became friends, some of our favorite experiences together. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about like what it's like being friends with me.
Oh, gosh.
Just like
some
being
stories I have.
She's going to expose me a little bit. Just like, I don't know, because we've just done life together for like the last year. So we're really excited about that. We're both Kappa Deltas at UGA together. You guys probably already know her from all of my videos and stories. She's not to be confused with my freshman year roommate, Delaney Dunn.
There's lots of Delaneys that we know.
We know so many Delaneys. We know three, including her.
Yeah, three.
It's kind of insane. So, but then Delaney and I are living together next year. Mm-hmm. So it's just lots of things we have to talk about. But yeah, I just wanted to give that little backstory.
Yeah.
So, also, little warning, we have developed these alter egos that sometimes come out in conversation.
We have this voice we love to do.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how you would explain this voice, but...
More so like, Gwyneth, how are you?
Becky, by golly.
I call her Gwyneth, she calls me Becky.
It's just, we don't know why we do this, it's just something that comes out sometimes, so...
So, apologies
warning.
In advance.
Yeah, for real.
We just, like, pretend to be like moms, and we'll be like... Gwyneth, what have you done with your hair? Like,
oh, Becky, how was the grocery store run?
My brother has just had enough.
He's done with our voice. He's
so
really tired
done.
Of it.
But our friends at college have started to love it, though. They're like, what's my name? I want to be
Ruthie.
Yeah,
we all named each other one night. It was hilarious.
It's a blast. So just warning to that. But yeah, without further ado, we're going to do the episode just as normal. We're doing a Q&A at the end because a lot of you guys submitted questions to Delaney and I. So, yeah, we're going to start off with our highlights and lowlights. Guys, Delaney actually listens to the podcast, and that's why she deserves to be on.
That's why it's so exciting to be on.
Yes. So, Delaney, what is your lowlight of the week?
I really don't have... a lot of lowlights, but I guess the biggest one would be finals. Like, it was just so stressful and annoying, and...
I really couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
It's just not fun.
But, I mean, it's over now, so...
Yeah. She literally just took her last final, like, an hour ago.
Like, yeah, I just finished 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, she had, like, one last final on...
Online.
For Spanish.
So, I'm done and on break.
Woo! So, yeah, that's really exciting. That was definitely one of my lowlights as well. It was just... I'm not going to get too much into it, but last week was just a lot. We had finals, I was stressed, and long story short, I just really don't want to get into it, but Miley, my sweet angel dog, passed away the day before we were coming home, but it's kind of been expected for the last year or so. She's been having seizures, and basically she had a stroke early last week, and I guess just... it was time for her to go. She went peacefully, so I'm feeling really good about it.
She couldn't have gone in a better way.
No,
you know?
And the last time I saw her, she was so happy. I'm feeling the best about it today, and Delaney's been amazing. Mm. She came home with me, and she's seen my family, and I cry like 5,000 times.
Oh, that's okay.
But, yeah, so, yeah, that was definitely a low, but, yeah, she's all good now. So, my highlight is that finals are done.
Yes, we're on break.
Woo!
Officially.
Yes, Gwyneth.
Yes, Becky, we are done.
Woot, woot.
Woot, woot.
But I'm really happy about that. And I don't even know if I said this. Delaney's in Tampa, and she lives in Georgia.
That's my highlight, is visiting Danielle right now. I've been in Tampa for the last 3 days?
Something like that.
And we've had the best time this weekend.
Oh, it's been so much fun. We did a road trip from Athens to Tampa.
Yeah.
So that was really fun. We had ourselves a time. And I've been showing her all my favorite spots. We went to Soho Cycling for spin.
Yes, we went to Buddy Brew.
Yes.
We went to Hyde Park yesterday.
Yes.
And
really
tomorrow
cute.
We're going to Oxford Exchange.
Guys,
I'm
so excited.
So excited.
If you guys have
heard
Tampa,
a lot about this place.
Oh, it is literally, like, amazing. So, really excited about that. And we're going to the mall. And then I drop her off at the airport. I'm not seeing her for, like, a month. So,
oh,
don't text.
Don't text.
Brooke's here in spirit. But, yeah. So, yeah, it's been really, really fun. Today, this morning, we actually went to my mom's yoga class.
That was super fun. We had a very relaxing morning.
Yeah, my mom, like, all of a sudden was like, I'm going to treat you guys to brunch and nails. So we got our pedicures.
It was the best morning.
Yeah, it's been so nice. And Delaney's been truly living the Carolyn weekend. Like, she put up the tree with us.
No, it's true. I feel like I've been a part of the family this weekend. I'm so honored.
Oh, we're so happy to have you here.
Christmas and, yeah.
But, yeah, so it's been fun. So next we're going to talk about our current favorites. I was like, Delaney, you're going to be on the pod. You got to come up with your current favorite. So do you want to tell everybody what your current favorite product is?
Yeah, my current favorite beauty product is I use the Rodin and Fields Acne Regimen. I've been using it for a while because I've struggled with acne for a long time. And I just started using they have a new foundation out. They never had makeup out before, but they have this new foundation and it's very light coverage. It feels really good on your skin, but it's also benefiting your skin at the same time.
Love
if
that.
If that makes any sense.
Like, no, that's so
it's
nice.
It's working to help your acne while you're wearing makeup, so...
What's better than that?
What is better than that?
Oh no, it's happening.
It's happening.
I will have a link in the description for you guys to check it out because Delaney swears by it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Love that. My current favorite, I was actually reminiscing because I'm pretty sure last week my favorite was something to do with pink. But, well, not the brand. But my favorite of this week are these new pink sweatpants or joggers that I just got off of Revolve.
They're so cute.
They are so cute, guys. I wore them last night, and I know Maggie McDonald got them, too. We literally got them at the same time. I saw them on her story, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I literally got them. But, yeah, I believe they're from the brand. Oh, I don't. I think they're Lovers and Friends. But I'm, like, really into, like, athleisure right now, like, jogger style. That's, like, always been Delaney's style.
Anytime I can, I'm wearing leggings, sweatpants, joggers, t-shirt. Boom. That's what I'm wearing right now.
And I guess kind of me, but, yeah. So, they're happy. They're pink. I'll have them linked down below. So, Delaney. Have you heard that the Grammy nominations came out?
I have. I haven't looked at them yet, but...
Well, do you want to go over a couple?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because we always like to do a little news segment on the podcast. So I wanted to talk about two of the categories that just came out. So the first one is Record of the Year. So these are the nominations. Or what is it? These are the nominees of the Record of the Year. I don't know. Number one, I Like It with Cardi B. Mm-hmm. Woot.
Good one.
The Joke.
I've Brandy. Never heard this song.
I've never heard this song. Brandi Carlile. There's always that one Carlisle. Random one.
Yeah. I have no idea.
I truly don't. This Is America, Childish Gambino.
Good one. I know that song.
You like it? It's kind of like Slower, right?
Yeah.
God's Plan.
God.
Bye bye, Drake.
Danielle's so excited. Drake is nominated for some Grammys.
Yes. Actually, fun fact, we both actually did the Spotify Wrapped thing, and my number one song of the year was God's Plan.
Oh, yeah, it was.
I didn't realize I listened to it that much.
I mean, I figured it would be something by Drake.
Yeah, but I thought it would be like Nonstop or like Sicko Mode. But anyways. Next one is Shallow, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
That's gotta be from...
Did you ever see...
I never saw it.
Tears.
You saw it,
so
right?
many oh. tears. I'm oh. in the deepest.
Is that what so that good. Song is?
Yeah,
I've
yeah.
heard that song then.
All the Stars, Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
I can't say I've heard it,
I know I have, but I just... It's not really particular in my brain. Yeah. My brain.
My brain.
I was gonna say my mind. My brain. Rockstar by Post Malone.
There you go. I'm surprised Post Malone wasn't one of your top songs, honestly.
I know. He was one of my top... Actually, no, he was.
Oh, okay.
My number two is Better Now by Post Malone.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Totally. You know me. The Middle by Zedd.
I forgot. That song came out so long ago, it doesn't feel, like, very current, but I guess it is 2018.
That song literally was my Hallmates and I anthem.
You know, like, it reminds me of Spring Break.
Spring Break.
We heard that song nonstop on Spring Break.
Oh, that's a good song. One. It's so happy. Delaney, if you had to pick.
If I had to pick my favorite song on this list would probably be God's Plan, and I feel like that would win. Like, it was such...
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for Drake. I want him to win. I'm going to say either God's Plan or The Middle.
Yeah.
Just because The Middle was played everywhere.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And so was
on
God's
the radio.
Plan.
Yeah, I feel like God's Plan was all over Twitter and whenever it came out, you know.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was just such a big
my bad,
deal.
Yeah. Mama, you're right.
I don't know.
But sometimes, because, like, I don't think people vote on the Grammys. It's like a committee. So it's like, I don't want to say it's like older people. But I just
then
don't
they probably
know.
Wouldn't like, yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, that's interesting. And then the other one I wanted to read off. was best pop solo performance. So this is for new vocal or instrumental pop recording, singles or tracks only. Mm. So here are the nominees. Colors by Beck.
I have no idea what that is.
Literally couldn't tell you.
Can't tell you.
Havana Unana by Camila Cabello. Did she do Shawn Mendes? Is that like a thing?
Was it?
I think. Oh, you're not the Shawn Mendes fan. No, I don't know why. Sorry. I even just asked you. No, I do. I'm not like really. Shawn Mendes,
but yeah. I have no idea.
God is a Woman by Ariana.
Honestly, about
Joanne, Where Do You Think You're Going, Lady Gaga.
Is that from A Star Is Born?
Probably, but yeah. I can't like.
I really have to see that movie to know some of these.
Yeah, and then, oh, the last one is Better Now by Post Malone.
Post Malone. Oh, I mean, gosh.
Would pick Better Now.
Yeah, I think my favorite on this list is Better Now, but I feel like Ariana Grande. Or Lady Gaga, honestly. People love, like, everyone loves Lady Gaga.
Ugh, she's hype right now.
Yeah. So I feel like she could win, even though I don't know that song.
No, I know. But I don't really remember that. I think Shallows could win. But not, I don't know this song, Joanne.
I don't either.
Ariana could take the win because of just all of her amazingness. Why isn't Thank You Next on here? Maybe it was too late.
I mean, it just came out. I'm sure, yeah. These nominations were probably out a while ago.
Yeah, you're right. Well, that's a little taste of the Grammys. Yeah. When are they?
I was just going to ask, when are the Grammys?
We're going to have to watch. Oh, 2019. December 7th? No.
Oh, no, that would have already happened.
Yeah, that just makes sense.
Oh, I think it said down there.
Well, guys.
On February 10th.
February 10th, we'll have to have a watch party.
That's so weird that they do it the year after.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't really get it. Well, I'll be watching.
Yeah.
All right, so we got all of our little things in order here. So why don't we tell the gals on the go how we became friends?
Okay, well, we're not really quite sure about this. We both have our own stories of how we met.
Well, why don't you tell them how you think we met?
Okay, well, I know we met, like, introduced each other at a social one. Like, yes. We're both KDs at UGA, and we had a social. I think it was the second social of the year, and I had seen her on Instagram, and I just went up to her and said, "Hey, I'm Delaney."
Well, I think I met you because you were talking to my freshman roommate, Delaney Dunn.
Yes, I was friends with the other Delaney first, before Danielle, and then we kind of introduced each other that way.
Yeah, I came up that night, and then you and me and this other girl were, like, dancing together.
Yeah.
Whole dance fest. So that's how we, like, first met, but there was no impression. I mean, there was no follow-up.
No,
there was
really.
No coffee so, after.
No coffee after the social. but yeah. I mean, we became friends, I guess, at the Greek Grind, whenever.
Yes. I think the first time we, like, well, I guess so, the second time we hung out was me driving you to Greek Grind tryouts.
Yeah, which is our sorority's dance competition tryouts. Yeah. And I had asked her for a ride because she said she was giving rides, and I guess.
I made a lot of friends giving rides because not everyone brought their, well, you brought your car, but not everyone wants to drive all the time.
But then we decided to be Halloween buddies together.
Delaney thinks this is so weird. So this is my side, and then Delaney will defend. But I'm pretty sure I was in this bigger group chat with a ton of Kappa Deltas, and we were all talking about Halloween and, like, people being costumes together, and I was like, does anyone want to match for Halloween with me? Or I think I might have said, does anyone want to be boxers for Halloween? And you either liked the message or said, yes, me.
I don't remember that part at all.
So I texted you.
Yeah, I remember getting a text from her one day, and it was random to me, because she was just like, hey, it's Danielle, would you want to be, like, dress up for Halloween together? And I was kind of like, sure. Like,
that's
weird. We had never hung out before, but I was like, yeah, why not? And then we got close through that, like, actually close through that.
Yeah.
We went shopping together for our costumes and hung out that whole night. And
did we hang out that whole night?
On Halloween.
Oh, well, on Halloween, we stuck together because we were boxers together.
Of course, we couldn't be alone.
And I remember Delaney Dunn braided your hair that night.
Yeah, I came over to Hill Hall and she met all the hallmates. And that's where it started.
And I knew I liked her instantly because somehow YouTube came up and how she watched YouTube.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know Danielle did YouTube for a while, actually. I didn't know you did that, but I remember talking one day about YouTube and you said, oh, yeah, I actually have a channel. And
well, we both, like, related because we both watched David Dobrik. Oh, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And now, like, a lot of girls in our sorority watch David Dobrik.
Yeah.
But I don't think that was the case.
We got all our friends into it.
Yeah,
recently.
We got all our friends into David Dobrik.
But I've been watching David Dobrik for a while, and we bonded over that.
Yeah, and, like, other YouTubers and stuff.
Yeah, we watch all the same YouTubers,
I feel like. So it's kind of, I think we could, like, relate on that level. And I don't think I mentioned Delaney's a model.
Oh, gosh.
So, not that I'm a model, but, like, I don't know. We kind of bonded about, like, the business side of things.
We took photos together, helped each other out for Instagram.
Yes, we did. Yeah. And I remember when we went shopping for our boxer costume, you, like, started hiccuping. And she was like, I like hiccuping. It gives me something to do. And I was like, I like this girl.
I didn't think it was that weird at the time. But looking back, I guess that's kind of odd.
No, I didn't think it was weird. I was like, that's so funny. Like, I remember putting on my Snapchat story.
I just love to hiccup, okay?
But, yeah, so we became friends because of that. And then, like, started to hang out more.
Yeah.
And then... Yeah, we just hung out. And then I remember, so then I figured out that she doesn't like to go out as much as I do either. Yeah. Like, we both
are
kind of
grandmas. We're not big party animals, okay?
Yeah. I mean, like,
we like our healthy balance of going out, but
yeah, like,
we're on the same page about everything, really.
Exactly. So I think that was really cool. I was like, oh my gosh, like, if I hadn't found Delaney freshman year, like, I would have hated all freshman year.
No, it's true. Same.
Mood.
Yeah, I didn't have, like, that person that I could tell each other or tell something to, you know?
Yeah, or be like, this just happened, or, like, want to go to Bolton, like...
Yeah, and then we just started texting all the time.
Yeah! And, so we fun. Are. Delaney still gets annoyed with my double text, but okay.
No, I love your double texting.
Delaney's not much of a texter, but I am.
I'd just rather call someone than, like, text.
Good to know. I'm just going to start calling. Please don't answer. I'll start calling. Don't tell me that.
I'll be in bed at night, and Danielle's texting me nonstop, and she knows I can see the text, but I just don't answer because I'm just not a fan of texting.
Well, I know. Well, Delaney at night, she puts her AirPods in and she watches YouTube videos.
Right.
And so
I'll see Danielle's little text messages at the top of the screen. I'm like, I'll respond later. I'm watching YouTube. She'll understand.
Which is totally fine. I'm just like, I don't want to forget. So I'm like, I know you're seeing this. Just look at this later or look at it now and just absorb it now and tell me later what you think.
I'm really bad at responding.
But yeah, so we're actually in a long distance friendship. It's so sad.
No, it's true though.
Only for 3 years. Three months out of the year.
3 years. My gosh.
Oh, Becky.
No, but this summer when she was in Tampa and I was in Georgia. Well, she was traveling a lot, but we didn't see each other once this summer.
Gosh.
We made plans to. It just didn't work out. Just a horrible 2 months without you.
It was just terrible. We had to FaceTime all the time.
Every day we FaceTime. I mean, we texted every day.
Oh,
every second.
Like, I want to know what she... Yeah. I wanted to know what she was doing.
Even over Thanksgiving break, texted every day.
Yeah.
FaceTime almost every day. We can't even go a week without each other.
I think it was, like, the next day after you dropped me off from the airport, because we, like, I stayed at her house right before Thanksgiving break, and I, like, FaceTimed you the next day. I was like, you missed all of this.
I was like, jeez.
Gosh, Gwyneth. But, yeah, we, like, I remember it was May. It was our last final, and we were, like, crying in front of my dorm.
Gosh. I went over. The day I left, me and Danielle had breakfast together at the dining hall. And
Emo.
We just cried to each other.
Yeah, I know. We also have bonded because she got me into Orange Theory.
Yep.
So that's how, so Delaney did Orange Theory all last year, and she'd always be like, I can't, I have OTF and all
she'd
this.
She'd be like, let's study, and I'm like, sorry, Orange Theory, priorities.
I know, and I was like, what is with you? Like, I don't get it. And then this summer, Brooke started doing Orange Theory in Philly for her internship, and I was like, by golly, I just need to try it.
You just gotta get on the train.
And so now Delaney and I go all the time together.
I've been doing Orange Theory for 3.5 years now. Since I started it.
Wow.
And then I worked at an Orange Theory for a while, and I was hyping it up so much, and now we're workout buddies.
We're workout buddies. I know. It's fun, because sometimes, we'll book the class the night before, and the next morning, I'm like, Delaney, I don't want to get up.
And I'm like, Danielle, get your booty out of bed. We're going.
And I'm like, shoot, I mean, if she's going, vice versa. It's usually versa vice. But, deja vu. No. Literally
we're very
deja vu.
Motivating to each other.
I think
during
so.
During the class, especially.
Like.
It's just more fun, because we get to laugh at each other.
Oh,
and
my gosh, it's so fun. Like, when I don't know. Oh, or, like, when I don't know, like, what the template's telling me to do, and I'm, like, looking at Delaney.
The trainer will say, like, talk about the workout, and she looks at me, she goes, what are we supposed to be doing?
I was like, so what was that?
Oh, my God.
I don't know, it's always, like, 3 reps, 2 sets. I'm like, what
does that mean?
She gets
so confused, but
I just,
it's okay.
You know, because I get lost in the music.
Yeah, she's really into the music.
It's a blast and a half. So I just wanted to take a little break to talk to you guys about Care Of. It's basically a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. You guys know how much both Brooke and I love care of. It's just so easy, especially if you guys are looking to kind of be more healthy and just kind of start a new path for the new year. I definitely suggest signing up for care of. Basically, they have an online quiz that asks you about your diet, your health goals, your lifestyle choices, and it only takes like 5 minutes to find out what vitamins and supplements you really need. It's amazing, and your vitamins get delivered right to your door in a cute, personalized, easy to remember daily pack. It's perfect for a busy gal on the go lifestyle, might I say. You literally just take one every day, or like when I'm traveling, if it's a weekend trip, I'll just pull out 4 packs and I'll bring them with me, and you just bring them to breakfast in the morning, whatever it may be, and you just take them. And also, they have vegan and vegetarian supplement options available to match your dietary needs, because you guys are some healthy gals on the go. So for 25% off your first month of personalized care of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter the promo code gals on the go. That's gals on the go.
What are some of your favorite moments? We've done a couple trips together, actually.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We went to New York City together.
Yeah, that
this
was
weekend.
By far my favorite memory with you.
Aw. Yeah, that was really fun.
Right?
Yeah, I mean,
the same, you would say.
It's mutual, right? Well, I was trying to remember everything. No, we had this past September during Fashion Week, we went to New York City for the weekend, and oh my gosh.
The best trip ever. We did everything. We did so many things in New York, I feel like.
Helicopter
ride, ferry boat ride. Times Square.
Lulu's event. She met some of my YouTube friends. She met Kevin and Sarah.
Yeah.
We just really had ourselves a time.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Yeah, that was really fun. And that was my
we
first
just
time traveling.
Really, yeah, we travel really well together.
We're both on the go.
Exactly.
I don't know, we just get it. Like, I'll be like, I don't know. Like, we're like, okay, nap for 10 more minutes.
Yeah, we're always hungry at the same time. Yeah. Tired at the same time.
Need coffee at the same time. Want to bake by Melissa at the same
time. Exactly.
Yeah, so it was good vibes all around. And then one weekend last year, freshman year, or I guess it was this year, like UGA is a school where a lot of people go home on the weekends, and it was Easter weekend, and Delaney and I both decided to stay in Athens. Yeah. We just had so much fun.
I don't even know what we did.
We went to Atlanta.
We went to Pont City Market one day, took some photos, had some food, and then we went to Easter service Sunday.
Yeah, it was good. It was Athens Church. Yeah. And then one of my favorite, well, obviously this is a trip in the books now, you in Tampa.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't know why, but I just had a blast. I went home with Delaney for literally a night in Alpharetta, Georgia.
Alpharetta.
And I had so much fun.
It was so much fun.
It's cool going to your friend's house.
I know. I don't think my house is that fun, but like, I'm sure you don't think your house is fun either.
Exactly.
But it's just like, yeah.
And
it's
I
fun
discovered she has a little ladybug collection. Sorry, you've been exposed.
Sorry, exposed. But
it was just so fun. And, of course, we went to the Drake concert that night. Guys, Delaney can attest. I fell in love.
I've never seen Danielle thrive more, truly. Every time I looked over her, she was just smiling ear to ear, dancing. It was the best.
And Delaney was a really good friend. Like, I know you like Drake, but,
no,
like...
No, I do like Drake, but I'm... Not as big of a fan, I would say, but it was so fun.
That was a blast. So more in the books for us. We want to go to New York again in February
for
Fashion Week again. We want to go to California together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, anywhere.
Anywhere. I'm down for anywhere, but...
But yeah, so next year, Delaney and I are living together!
Yes!
Dreams
I'm
come
so
true!
So excited.
So,
thought about this for a while, you know? And then I think we were both kind of thinking about it. And then one day we're just like, let's live together.
I know. And like last year, her and I had talked about living together, but we couldn't get each other's vibes.
Yeah.
And it was just weird stuff.
It was weird.
But I think it was good. She's living in the house this year, so it's fun to have you there so I can come visit.
No, yeah, it's nice because Danielle lives downtown, so I can always go there.
And then
I live at the KD house, so she's always there, so...
It's so fun.
Next year we'll be together.
Next year we're living at my same apartment, but just a different unit. So I'm not going to have an office next year, though. So I must really love being around you, Delaney.
I mean, I'm appreciative of you. It's an honor.
No, it's just so extra of me anyway. So it'll be fun. I can't wait to, like, decorate. We're already, like, talking about our apartment for next year. Like, we keep thinking it's next semester, but it's definitely
not.
But it'll be really fun.
Something to look forward to for junior year.
Yeah, exactly. So, I guess my question for you is just, are there any little things, like, so obviously, like, we're friends, but, like, whenever you come over, like, I'm always like, can you, like, help me? Like, I have an assistant, but Delaney's sometimes my other assistant.
Yeah.
I feel like
last year, before she an assistant, we'd always, I think it's nice, though, because she'd always text me to come over and say, come take these pictures for me, or can you come help me film this, and I like to see the behind-the-scenes side of YouTube because I've been watching it for a while, and I think it's interesting to see the other side and to help you.
It's very helpful.
Create content, you know?
It's just nice to have a friend that, like, gets it, but, like, I'm always like, if this is too much, let me know. If this is too annoying, let me know.
Because I feel like some people at UGA especially just don't really know what YouTube is like.
They don't get it.
They don't get it. They're like, you're a YouTuber? What? Like, they don't know what that means. You know what I mean? But...
So it's really fun. Yeah. It's so funny, though, like... I don't know. Like, Delaney will come over, and I'm like, can we go to the mail room? And I have, like, 7 packages, and I'm like, please
really
don't judge.
I like your second assistant.
I know. But it is funny, and it's just so nice having her around, and she's always down to be in the vlog.
Yeah.
Like,
I love it.
I don't know.
Are you kidding?
Are you kidding?
Are you kidding, Becky? I love it.
Gwyneth, I'm blushing.
She loves to catch me off guard sometimes, though.
I know.
Studying, like, at Tate, and she'll whip out the camera, and I'm like, oh, God, I look
know.
So bad.
That's my B. That's my B.
No.
Well, so I posted on Instagram, on the Gals on the Go podcast Instagram. Go follow it. I know I've already told you guys to, but it's pretty lit. So I said that I was recording with Delaney today, obviously, and I wanted you guys to ask us questions. So the rest of this episode is just going to be y'all's questions.
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready. Let's see.
All right. Let's see. Have you guys ever got into an argument or annoy with each other, and how did you resolve it?
No.
No.
We've never gotten into a big argument.
I literally can't recall anything.
I can't recall an argument. I mean, I'm sure there's times where we annoyed each other, but, I mean, nothing to the point where it's, like...
If anything, we'll, like, yell at each other, but, like, as sisters, and we'll be like, dude, we'll be like, stop,
yeah,
or I don't even...
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I don't get annoyed with her.
Yeah, I don't get annoyed
with
her.
And I get annoyed with people.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
I
how
like
I
to be alone.
Know we're going to be great roommates.
Yes.
Like, we just don't really get annoyed with each other.
Oh, exactly. It's kind of funny how that all works out. Sorry, guys. There's just so many questions.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions.
Do you miss college over break?
Yes and no. It's,
yeah.
I don't know. It's so nice being home for break and just taking a chill pill from school. But
definitely.
I mean, like, we're here in Tampa right now, and all our friends are still in Athens, and we're like, oh, we kind of miss, like, being in Athens with everyone, but
it's definitely,
definitely
FOMO.
Not the school part of it.
Yeah. All of our friends are still at school, and they're, like,
taking
texting,
finals.
Like, who wants to, like, go study? And I'm like, ooh, yikes. Like, I don't really think I really want to do that. We were talking about how last year, both of us kind of not had a rough freshman year, but we didn't like it as much as sophomore year.
No, yeah, it was definitely an adjustment last year, and especially for Danielle, I can't imagine. I only live an hour away from Athens. She lives far away, and I was just
and we didn't know each other yet.
We didn't know each other. We didn't have our people. Like, we didn't have our group, our friend group yet. And
yeah,
it was college is just an adjustment anyway.
Yeah.
So,
but like last year, winter break, I remember I was so ready to go home.
Yeah.
Like, yikes season.
Oh, yeah.
I was
a whole
like,
month
get
off.
Me
yeah,
home.
Too, for sure.
Oh, I have a question for you. Well, Nia Murray asks, how does Delaney like Tampa?
I love Tampa.
Is it more or like, is it what you expected? Is it more? Is it less? Is it different?
It's different. I expected, I don't know what I expected, honestly. It's more suburban than I thought.
Okay,
does that make sense?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. It is. I think people think it's
I
like
expected
this tropical...
like a city, like almost.
Oh, okay.
Which there is Tampa.
There is.
City,
we haven't
but...
really been, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I love it here, though. I told Danielle she doesn't hype it up enough. She was like, yeah, like, I live on the beach or whatever. But we got here. And it's so pretty.
Freddie took us on a good
boat
ride.
I've had the best time, yeah.
Yay, buddy. Madison McCauley asks, what are you most excited for and least excited for about living together next year? I'm most excited because it's so annoying when, like, we'll be texting at night and I'm like, oh, my God, I wish I could just run in the other room and, like,
tell her this.
Yeah.
I mean, we're together so much anyway. I feel like when we're not together, we're just texting all the time.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be nice to be with each other next year more. But
I guess I'm trying to think what I'm least excited about. I guess
probably not having an office, I feel like, for you.
Oh, no, that didn't even come to my
really?
Mind. No, oh. Yeah. I think I'm least excited about, like, I just hope that, like, we don't get tired of each other.
Oh, I don't think we will.
We would have, that would have happened
yeah,
by now.
Yeah. People always say, though, don't live with your best friend, because...
But I think they mean, like, your freshman year.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're just going to say it. That's what it means.
Yeah.
Are you doing any... Blah, blah. Are you doing any...
I cannot
Becky,
speak, Gwyneth.
Are you doing any fun things during the break?
winter break?
Yeah. Well, I'll start. Yeah, you can think. This Saturday, my mom and I just randomly got tickets to go to Jingle Ball. So if any of you guys are going to Jingle Ball this Saturday, it's 93.3 FLZ. It's the Tampa one. And I don't know. I just thought it'd be fun. My mom and I haven't spent a lot of time together because I was away at school and we've been going through some times. So we're going to go to Jingle Ball. It's with Shawn Mendes, Khalid Marshmallow. I love Khalid so much. So that'll be fun. And we're going to Disney. We go to Disney every year, like right before Christmas for like holiday vibes. Oh, and I'm going to Miami on Wednesday.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I forgot to mention that.
I know. I wish Delaney was coming with me. It's like a trip with Puma, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm not traveling.
Yeah. The only traveling I'm doing this break is the day after Christmas. My family and I are going to Las Vegas for a few days. We're driving to, or no, we're not driving. We're flying to Las Vegas and then driving to the Grand Canyon, Hoover Dam, all that. So I'm excited for that trip. But other than that, I love being home during the holidays. I feel like you don't really want to, like, travel a lot during the holidays.
Yeah,
anyway.
It doesn't
it's
make
nice
sense.
To just be home. So.
Yeah, just be lazy. Tell us more about Delaney's modeling career.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know,
what
maybe
I
talk about some brands you work with if you're allowed. I don't really know how
no,
it works.
Yeah. I started modeling about a little more than 3 years ago. I got into it in high school. I was scouted by this agent in Atlanta, and I signed with them, and it started off really slow at the beginning, you know, just a few shoots here and there because I was in high school, but I guess some big brands that I've worked with in Atlanta would be, like, I've worked with Steinmar, and then I got the opportunity to go to Little Rock this summer to work with Dillard's.
For 2 weeks, guys.
Yeah, two
so
weeks.
Cool.
That was really cool, and I just signed with agency in Miami, so that's very exciting. It's kind of hard to balance modeling with school just because I want to focus on school, but it's definitely fun. It's something to do, you
and
know?
A lot of your shoots happen to be during the week, I feel like, in Atlanta.
It's all during the week, so it's hard to miss class for it, but I try to do it as much as I can because it's fun, you know.
Yeah, so that's I guess that's one thing I do help you with sometimes. I'll take digitals and stuff for you.
Yeah, Danielle's like, we kind of help
we
each other
collab.
Out. Yeah, we collab, you know.
It's fun.
She took some photos for me a few weeks ago that I had to take, so
it's fun stuff. Yeah. So Delaney, what is your Chick-fil-A order?
Chick-fil-A order.
Like, okay. After 10:30, because obviously
so
chicken minis.
So, not breakfast. Yeah, definitely chicken minis. But I just get nuggets and fries and a Pepsi. Or not Pepsi, Dr. Pepper.
A Pepsi.
You're like, you've never ordered Pepsi before.
I don't think I've ever seen you order Pepsi.
Chick-fil-A sauce, always. Danielle's not a big sauce gal, I feel like.
I love ketchup.
You like ketchup, but not sauce.
Mm.
Like, I need Chick-fil-A sauce
Yeah, I don't
days.
Like those these days. These what about days? Those days?
Well, it's because I used to not use it, but my friend Dawson introduced me to it, and I
Illy
just
Dawson.
Can't.
Yeah. mine is usually a Chick-fil-A sandwich, no pickles.
Of course.
With a medium fry and a water bottle. Well, because they're always like, but I think I'm going to start getting ice water. Because
I always
that's
get ice
lit.
Water.
I don't know. Let me know. But I also like the chicken strips. But the other day I got an 8-count nugget. So, oh gosh, that sounds good right now.
Yeah, I'm just like, goodbye with Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, for sure. Something we did not address. Blah. Something just happened to my throat. What is Delaney's major and minor?
Yeah. So me and Danielle have the same major, actually. We're both majoring
in
advertising. So it's fun because we're taking a lot of the same classes next semester.
Oh, because, I mean, we also planned that. But
yeah, we want to, obviously.
But it's convenient.
But no, yeah. And I am minoring in Spanish. As of right now, we'll see where that goes.
I think that's really
but,
cool.
Yeah.
And then if you guys didn't know, my minor... Something's not okay. My minor is fashion merchandising, but we're both taking a fashion merchandising class together next semester. I'm excited about that. That'll actually be really, really fun.
Yeah, super fun.
Is Delaney living in the KD house? Yes, she is. So a lot of you guys asked for our funniest moment together, and like we just couldn't think of just one.
Yeah, there's honestly too many, not to be cliche, but
like every day,
every time.
We've laughed 3, 4, 5 times already. About like I get a belly laugh with her every time I'm with her. Like yesterday, last
we're
night,
both just funny people. What can I say?
I know. What were we? I don't know. Oh, we watched The Proposal the other night, and there's so many funny moments in it. Like, Andy, you're so sensitive. Like,
we're just laughing at Betty White for, like, hours.
Betty White is bae. Like, I love her. What's your favorite thing to do together?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We're honestly just the kind of people that could sit and do nothing and just make it fun. Like Danielle said the other day. She goes, give us a cardboard box and we'll have a good time. No, what did you say?
Literally, I said, put us in a cardboard box and we'll have fun. A good time.
Like, or, we'll do, we have fun doing anything, honestly.
Literally, like, the road trip on the other day, like, I don't even know what we talked about, but I was just like,
it
this
was
is
just so funny.
We're really into memes lately, so oh, we'll, yeah. Oh my god, guys, there's this really funny meme. It's about Christmas. It's a picture of Jesus.
Oh, okay. Danielle really thought this was something else.
It's funny. It's like a picture of Jesus with like a crop top on. It's like, happy birthday to this crazy gal in 15 days.
Danielle thought that was the funniest thing ever.
I don't know. And then we both have the same laugh where it's like,
it's when silent. We laugh too hard, it's silent. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this, speaking of funny, how is dating in college?
That is funny.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah, pretty non-existent
so,
at this point.
Yeah, it's kind of chill.
I mean, we've talked about it before, though. We're not really looking for...
I'm not really looking.
We're not looking to date in
no
college.
No one's looking for me. I'm not... We're just kind of enjoying living life.
Yeah. School is stressful enough as it is.
Yeah. Like, obviously, we'll be like, oh, he's cute. Yeah. Or, like, I'm interested. But, like, we never act on
it. No, never.
Not usually. I mean...
Hey, as her brother said the other day, aren't you guys dating? Like, me and Danielle are dating, okay?
Yeah, honestly, basically, we are dating because we... Like, I was, like, thinking, I was like, oh my gosh, if Delaney gets a boyfriend, like, what am I gonna do?
Yeah, honestly, like, I don't think we can do that to
each
other.
Yikes season, I don't know. Why do you think you guys get along so well?
I don't know. I feel like half of... Like, we're both very similar to each other, but yeah. We're also kind of different. You know what I mean?
We have differences, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, she's a little bit more adventurous than me, I think.
Really?
Like we were going on the boat, and she, like, wanted to get in the water. And
yeah.
I was like,
Danielle's
absolutely
like, no
not.
Ocean for me. I'm like, you literally live on the ocean.
I think that's why, though. My brother has caught 6 too many sharks off the dock.
6 too many.
Like, I mean, even more. Ooh, this is a good question. What extracurriculars did you do in high school?
In high school.
Well, tell them what you did that I did.
Yeah, Danielle thought this was very impressive. I was in, if you know what DECA is, it's like a marketing club or advertising
Brooke
association at my high school, and I was involved with that all 4 years, and I helped, me and my friend helped start our school store. And, you know, we build that. We're the managers of that. Danielle just found this out yesterday.
Yeah. Well, because when she first told me, she's like, yeah, I, like, opened our spirits shop. And I'm like, oh, like, you opened it every morning. Like, that's so cute. And she
was
like,
no, we literally started. Like, there was no school store, really. And then we built it up. But
I just, when she told me that, I was like, that's so entrepreneurial of you.
Oh, yes. You did, what did you do in high school? You did theater.
I did theater. And then I was the president of our student alumni relations committee, and Jolly Rogers was just like our spirit club, and I was like a guide. I did a lot. I'm not
yeah
even
I did
be
a lot
annoying.
High school.
Yeah, but then college I'm like sorority, that's it.
Exactly.
I don't know, I think that's why both of us are kind of just more chill in college. We just try to like get stuff done and do well, but neither of us are like trying to do all these leaderships in college.
Yeah,
we're both on the PR team for Kappa Delta though.
Yeah, we are. Exciting.
Yeah, we're both gonna do the
recruitment video. PD.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Yes.
Gwyneth, the voice is coming.
The voice is coming.
A lot of people are asking how we met, okay. So we definitely answered that. We honestly have time for more questions. What's your go-to Starbucks order?
See, I'm not really a huge Starbucks gal. Danielle's the Starbucks gal, but I'm more of a Dunkin' gal, sorry. But when I do go, I usually just get an iced vanilla latte, I think. I got
IVL
that from you.
Gang.
Yes.
Today she got a hot cocoa.
I did get a hot cocoa. I wasn't feeling the coffee.
Oh, I don't think this is true, but does Delaney ever feel like people use her to get close to Danielle because of YouTube? That's a very specific
use
question.
Use me?
Yeah.
To get to you?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
I don't think so.
I don't think so at all. I do have friends that have like been like, oh my gosh, you're friends with Danielle. Because like, they watch her and...
That's great. Oh my god, sorry, I interrupted. Is that
no,
it?
Yeah,
okay. How do y'all deal with the height difference in
oh,
pictures?
Oh gosh, this is
oh,
such
we have
a
method.
Struggle.
No, we have a method. No. We just can never show our shoes.
Yeah, true. I can never wear heels around Danielle.
It's so funny. The other night, we were brushing our teeth in the mirror, and I'm just so significantly shorter than her.
How tall are you?
5'3".
I'm 5'11".
Yikes.
It's definitely a difference, but... It's we have this way where we never photograph, like, full length, I feel like.
Yeah, I'll
We do knees up. I bend a little.
I get on my tiptoes.
She gets on her tippy toes, and we get the photo done.
Boom, done. Or we'll just, like, sit down
yeah.
and take photos.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, like, easy. Favorite type of Orange Theory class? What's your favorite thing we do in Orange Theory?
My favorite thing in Orange Theory is the rower, which has to be the absolute opposite.
Can't relate.
Yeah, Danielle hates the rower, but... I think you just have to get used to it.
Yeah.
I love the rower. What's your favorite thing in Orange Theory?
She
loves the bike.
I run sometimes, Gwyneth.
She does.
I honestly like the floor. I like when it's not an easy workout, but I like when it's simple workouts like deadlifts or squats. Yeah,
no cardio workout.
No cardio because I will
Not cardio,
die.
Gals.
I really like those because yeah. I just feel like a boss and like
yeah.
our Orange Theory instructors always play really good music.
Mm-hmm. We give them song requests, make it our own class.
Yeah. Oh, this is a good question. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about this today.
Were we?
What is your type for guys?
Oh gosh. Were we talking about this today?
Well, so we were at Starbucks and she was like,
I thought the barista was really cute.
I respectfully disagreed.
I thought it was really cute. I don't know. I don't really have... I like so many different types of guys.
Yeah.
Would you say I have a type? I don't think so. They
I
have
guess.
To be taller
you,
than me. Sorry.
You don't mind long hair.
No.
You
long
like short hair, too,
short
but...
hair. It's really just...
It's honestly just if they're tall and cute, she's
yeah,
down.
Yeah, like, they have to be taller than me. I have a real problem finding guys taller than me.
No,
so.
But, like, it's fair. You want a taller guy.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be able to look up at them.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
it's not... You're not... You're really not that tall. Like, if you were that tall, like, I, like, would feel weird talking to you.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
No.
Like, I don't ever think about it
yeah.
unless we, like, look at photos. But it's funny, like, when we have, like, date nights and stuff, and, like, we're all trying to find dates, Delaney's like, okay, how tall is he? Like, I need
yeah,
to know.
My friends are like, you want to go with this guy? I'm like, I don't know, is he taller than me?
No, and it's, like, so fair. I mean, whatever. I don't know. My type, I really do like athletes. I really
yeah,
do.
Yeah, she loves athletes.
But then I also have this thing for, like, pure Christian boys.
Yes, she does. She
it's
loves
so
the
random.
Sweet boys.
I love the
I
boys
mean,
that don't party.
Yeah.
I just, they're such good boys.
There's, like, two different sides to your spectrum, I feel like.
Yeah, but if I were to tell you, like, my, like, a tight, like, a like if I were to create a man, he would be tall, dark, and handsome.
Tall, dark, and handsome.
And, like, preferably his name would be, like a good, like, ugh, I don't want to say names, because what if I know a guy? Okay, I'm not going to say names.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But I just, I don't know, like, I just love, like, a clean, crisp, I don't like long hair. I don't do it.
See, it depends on the man.
No, like, Callie loves long hair, and I'm like, ooh, I don't know. Are y'all friends with any of the UGA football players? I mean,
friends,
besties.
The looser. Like, we know a lot of UGA football players.
Yeah, like, we'll say hi.
Yeah.
Follow each other on the gram.
But we're not gonna, like, hang out with them, I would say.
Yeah, like, no.
There's,
like...
Spend too much time playing football.
Yeah, they spent... But, like, this spring, like, they don't practice as much, so you see them more, like, out and stuff. But they're all great guys.
Yeah.
Why did you choose UGA?
Why did I choose UGA? Well,
yeah.
I have lived in Georgia for most of my life. I'm not from Georgia, but I've lived there most of my life. I wanted something close to home, although one day I do want to leave Georgia. I wanted to kind of ease my way out, and I don't know. I love Athens. I love the school. My parents are big Bulldog fans, so...
Woo-woo!
Woo-woo! A lot of people from my high school went to UGA, which I did like the idea of, just because I'd see familiar faces and... I don't know, I liked that comfortness.
Yeah, you're like the happy medium.
Yeah.
I chose UGA because I visited it, I loved it, I wanted to get out of Florida, but I wanted seasons, and UGA is literally so pretty in the fall.
Yeah.
I can't even.
And
I think we both wanted the big football of it all.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
A big cute town.
Yeah.
Like, if Athens wasn't a thing, I would not be at University of Georgia.
Oh, no. Athens is the ideal college town. There's so much to do.
So cute. I
so
love
cute.
It. Okay, so this question says... What to do when you feel lame for not going out / pressured by friends in sorority?
Oh, gosh.
I'd
we
say
talk
we can
about
relate.
This all the time. What is the question? What do we do in that situation?
Yeah. Well, first, I text Delaney and I say, are you going?
Yeah, exactly. If Danielle's going, I'll consider going. But
yeah.
I mean,
but even then, sometimes I'm like, Delaney, you go. I just literally
yeah.
can't. Like, we don't
I mean,
pressure each other, really.
I think the important thing is just find a balance. I mean, you don't want to... completely force yourself to go out, but you
yeah.
also don't want to stay in all the time. You know, also on the other side, force yourself to go out and make some friends.
Yeah, it's true. I think, at least I can say for myself, that freshman year I literally said no too much. And now I'm trying to find the balance of no and yes.
Yeah.
But you really should never feel lame, because some of the most social gals in our sorority have to say no, you know. Like, people have tests. Like, just blame it on a test. Yeah, by golly.
Yeah, honestly, blame it on a test.
Be like, I live a test tomorrow, or I have a test tonight online at 8 p.m. conveniently, you know? I mean, sometimes you have to do little white lies, because sometimes people won't get off your hair.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll just do, like, one or two more questions. Favorite restaurant to go to together? So, like, an Athens restaurant.
In Little Athens? Italy? Okay, Little Italy, yeah.
Pizza. Really pizza, good pizza.
But Polly's.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I can't Gwyneth, like, I forgot.
Yeah, we love Polly's.
Yeah, it's Polly's is really good. It's a crepery. I really love their BLT or their Caprese sandwich. What do you get there?
At Polly's, I get either the chicken Caesar crepe, because their crepes are amazing, or I get the chicken chops, which is, like, chicken salad on a little bread.
A little bread action. Well, honestly, I think we'll just end there.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, the questions are getting repetitive. So, yeah, that was so much fun.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
Yay! Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, Delaney, for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So polite of you.
Sorry. Thanks for having me, Gwyneth.
I smell food upstairs. My mom's making some stir fry in the kitchen. Stir fry. I don't know what that was. Follow Delaney on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. At Delaney Free. You can find me.
Yeah. And, like, I wouldn't tell you otherwise. Like, she actually has, she, like, posts cool pictures. Oh,
thanks, man.
Like, I told Delaney a while ago. I was like, dude, you got to start posting your modeling pics.
I know. I get so self-conscious, but Danielle.
Self-conscious. I've been saying that lately. But, yeah. Follow her on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. At Danielle Carolyn. Follow at Gals on the Go Podcast. Follow at Brooke Michio, because she's here in spirit. Next week, she will be doing a solo episode. Maybe she'll have a guest. I'm not so sure on her plan. And then I'll be back the week after that. So thank you guys so much for listening. I'll have Care Of linked down below as well. I'll have our favorites that we linked down below. And just anything else, check the description of this podcast. Subscribe, follow. Do you have anything else to say, Delaney?
I don't think so. Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays. And we'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.